The Jay Young Show is a weekly podcast featuring insightful discussions with anyone from big business CEOs, celebrities, to military heroes. Each interview is a personal conversation about business, life, and anything in between. And now, your host, Jay Young.
Thanks for joining. We're just starting off here. I'm excited to have you guys here on this latest King Operating webinar. We're just letting everybody pile into the webinar here. We'll go ahead and get going. Thanks for taking your time out of your busy Wednesday. I know everybody is getting back. Hope you had a good July 4th weekend. Any what was the highlight of all your guys' July 4th weekends?
Fireworks.
Yeah.
Fireworks, I mean, man. Lots and lots of fireworks.
Yeah, I'm in Oklahoma now, but generally I'm based out of Colorado, and you can't get the level of fireworks you can here. So I had a pretty enjoyable 4th myself.
That's awesome. Yeah. Awesome. That's
awesome. Well, awesome. Well, it looks like we've steadied off here, so we'll go ahead and get this going, guys. I'm really excited that I'm able to be here and host this webinar for King Operating. We're going to talk about all sorts of stuff today. We've got OPEC coming up with some new stuff that's impacting what's going on in the markets. We're going to be talking about a new fund that King Operating is actually launching. So, again, appreciate everybody taking their time to join us today. I am Michael Tanner, director over here at Sandstone, filling in for Stuart Turley, who should be moderating this. But I'm excited to be able to step in to his place. Sandstone, a little bit about us before we get going. We are just an energy data and marketing company focusing, like I said, on data, which I tend to run, and Stu, who runs our marketing stuff. I'm joined here by really three powerhouse guests, guys. Jay Young, Rex Gifford, and Carl Poole. All three are kind of make the trio that is King Operating. A little bit about each one of them before we get going. First off, Jay Young, he is the founder and CEO here at King Operating. They're a privately held Dallas oil and gas operator who's got he has a lifelong passion for the oil and gas business. His family's been in the business for over 100 years, and his associates have developed a really unique method for the oil and gas business structure on how to acquire acquire and scalable assets in a proven field. This powerhouse team is part of his acquired. You're going to hear all about that today. Jay also hosts his own podcast, The Jay Young Show. Is also a new Forbes author who recently published the book, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing, which if you email any one of us here, we will get you a copy of that. It's a really great book covering really why oil and gas investing is prime for this time. We're going to talk about it today. He graduated with a BBA from Angelo State University in 1985 and now serves on its foundation board. Jay, thanks for joining us. Mr. Gifford, who is goes by Rex Gifford. He is the chief financial officer over at King Operating here. Prior to joining King in September of 2007, Mr. Gifford functioned as the CFO of New Horizon Exploration for 12 years. And before that tenure with New Horizon Exploration, he was employed for over 3 years by the IRS as a field agent, which is something that really goes into a lot of the cool stuff with this new fund and what we'll talk about here towards the end of the webinar. But he's followed by employment. He's worked at both public and private accounting firms. He earned his bachelor's in business administration in accounting from University of Texas in May 1976. Rex, thanks for joining us. I'm excited just to sit here and be a fly on the wall for this conversation. Lot to go over, but I want to kick it over, Jay, to you first and kind of give us, lot has happened since we've last come on a webinar. We've all last gotten together. OPEC meetings, oil price has been doing some crazy stuff. Give us kind of a state of the union in terms of what's going on in the oil business from your eyes.
Yeah, great, Michael. Thank you. And I thank you for doing the moderating. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. You know, and to talk about the oil business right now, what we're doing is we're seeing the aftermath of what's been going on for a long period of time with rig count. Rig count's down. When rig count is down, it doesn't produce oil. When we don't produce oil, we're going to see a shortage in the supply markets. When you hit, when you need the oil in the future, you're not going to have it because all these companies are going green. You know, all the different private equity companies, the public companies and things of that nature, they are going green. And when they go green, they don't give out the money to us oil and gas companies. We're not drilling, rig count's down, supply is going to be down. And when we need it, when we need oil and we don't have it, we're going to have to go overseas to get it. We'll have to import it. And when we have to import that, you're going to see these people making huge profits because, you know, Russia and Saudi Arabia, the pre-pandemic, they wanted to put us out of business by dumping a lot of oil in the market. That was pre-pandemic. Well, it kind of backfired on a little bit because the pandemic happened, which decreased our demand for oil. And so prices went way down. Now you can see what's going to happen. We're not drilling for it. We're not producing it. We're going to need it. And unfortunately, we're going to have to pay for it. So right now is the best time to invest in oil and gas. It's a great time because oil prices have nowhere to go but up. There's nothing holding it down. You can't say that rig count's up and that we're going to oversupply the market with the United. You can't say that because we're not drilling it. You can see that very plain. So you're going to see oil prices go up. And when you do, our funds, our investors, we're going to be very happy because we're going to make money. But unfortunately, Michael, the people are going to have to pay more at the pump. They're going to pay $4 and $5 a gallon for gasoline. I'm sorry, but you're going to do it. It's not going to take that much longer. That's why you need to look at alternative ways to invest in oil and gas. Because now is a great time to invest.
And I think one of the biggest I think one of the most interesting things that's come that you mentioned was the fact that relying on the markets to act in a way that are sort of predictable or sort of long gone. We saw with OPEC when the new decisions came out, oil spiked. Now we're seeing it trade down a little bit because the UAE is doing some stuff. So I totally agree with your thesis. There's so much stuff going on that it's sort of hard to see through. I want to bring Rex in on this because I think there's a lot of stuff from a CFO perspective that's super interesting. What are you seeing in the markets as these things play out from a finance perspective that you're watching for and that you're implementing here at King?
Well, what you're seeing is an increase of domestic. Prior to COVID, we had domestic production of about 13 million barrels a day. During the COVID period, we declined to about 9 million barrels of domestic production. And now we're back up to about 11 million. But as Jay points out, that is far below what our anticipated demand is going to be at post-pandemic at the 13 million barrels a day. I believe that we'll be there in the next 12 to 18 months, and with that, prices are going to escalate significantly.
So, Jay, I think we've it's clear that there's some very interesting things going on from the oil side. I want to spend a little bit talking about this new fund because we've talked about sort of the craziness that's happening in the oil patch right now. And really it's this fund, King operating this new fund that you guys are raising that Carl mentioned a little bit. It really solves a lot of the issues that today's investors is worried about in terms of I know there's some tax in it. I'll let you dive into that, but really that's what I want to highlight. This the new fund you guys are offering really solves a lot of these problems that I think today's investors are plagued with.
Yeah, it does, Michael. I'll tell you what, we've done a great job. My team's done a great job in putting together the best package imaginable for an investor. Reason why I'm saying that is because we've got six different assets in six different parts of the country. They're all different, and they all need different equity. They need different equity. They need different drilling. What we're going to do first is we're going to do reworks. You know, our goal is to get our Mid-Continent up to 200 barrels a day. We're going to get our Permian asset up to 200 barrels a day, Colorado to 200 barrels a day. And then we have about 100 barrels a day right now in South Texas, East Texas, the Gulf Coast. We're going to do a little bit of work there, spend about $1 million, and we're going to get that up to 200. Then we're up to 800 barrels a day. At that point, we want to sell a quarter, a third. Watch my video that you can get. It talks about how we've done this before. You know, we raised $6 million and we gave $8 million back to investors by selling a third of the asset in less than a year. I want to do the same thing. I want to do the same thing where we give all the clients their money back. So that's our first goal. Then we're going to scale it, use some debt, and get a drilling program going so we can really get this thing going. We got our last fund up to $300 million, over $300 million. Awesome. That's where we want to go. But I want to do that with house money. So let's go ahead now. Let's put our project together. Step one, we got everything together. We're raising the $25 million. We're over halfway there. We're more than halfway. We're moving, talking to some big $5 million players right now. I was on the phone today at lunch with somebody. I mean, these people know and understand when is a good time to invest in oil and gas. A year ago, they weren't talking to me. Now they should have been, but they weren't talking to me. I was telling everybody, now's the time to drill when the prices are down, but nobody wants to talk to you. But I'm telling you, it's okay. We bought some of those assets. I bought some of these assets that and I put them in this fund. Now, all we need to do is get the equity. Step one, buy them, raise the money. Step two, do the reworks, get up to 600, 800 barrels a day. And then we're going to sell the assets, get it all hammered out, get the clients their money back. Three, we're going to go use this as debt. We're going to go and increase the value by drilling the wells and using a checkerboard top scenario where we can do this. And we've done it before. Four is to sell to a public company for, I don't know, $500 million, $1 billion, whatever we can get our hands on and what are projects we have. We have a lot of great projects in this project. We're already producing right now. We sent out checks. We sent out checks on the 20th of last month. A little late, but we sent them out on the 20th, 21st, 27th, whatever. You know, and we're going to send out every checks on the 20th of every month. We send out checks. So it is a question of whether or not we're going to hit or not. We've already hit. We're already producing. We're producing over 200 barrels a day right now in the fund. It's producing $150,000 a month in income. Now, we've got to increase that. Yep. Increase it, scale it, do what we know how to do, and then we can scale this thing, make money for our investors.
That's awesome. I mean, as somebody, you know, as a, you know, outsider here, when I hear monthly distributions, I'm all on board. The other thing that I find really interesting, and I think this lends more to Rex, I'd like you to talk about this, is the tax advantages of investing in oil and gas right now. I get monthly distributions, I think, are one thing. I think that's awesome. But the tax advantages that I'm reading about, I'd like you to expand a little more on that if you could. Rex?
Okay, so as far as tax advantages, the primary component is what is the structure that you have. So in our new offering, which is the King Operating Partners 1 LP, it is structured as a limited partnership. The benefit of a limited partnership structure is you can do special allocations where in most other entities you cannot. So everyone is probably familiar with the passive loss rules. Normally in a passive loss rule situation, those losses have to be held in suspense or accumulated to some future time in which the actual partnership generates enough income or taxable income to absorb those losses. The Congress and IRS has put specific tax benefits into investing in working interest in oil and gas so that it encourages people to invest in oil and gas. So the way we've structured this is the partnership owns 100% of everything that we do in a particular of the six oil fields that we develop. You own the oil and gas minerals, you own existing wells, you own the infrastructure that's in place. As we drill new wells or re-enter wells and accrete value to the investing entity, that being the partnership, and develop proven undeveloped locations, which are commonly referred to as PUDs, you accrete all of that value as moving forward. So upon the way we have this structure set up is that upon subscription, you can elect to either be a general partner or a limited partner. If you elect to be a general partner, then the passive loss rules don't apply because of an exception that is allowed in the passive loss code section. And you can apply those losses against any other form of income, whether it be salary or dividends or capital gains or whatever. So most of our partners to take benefit of the first year deductions elect to be a general partner. First year deductions normally are intangible drilling costs, which are specially allocated that normally represent somewhere between 65 to 75% of the cost of a unit. And also beginning with the Tax Act, the Tax Cuts and Job Act of 2017, bonus depreciation was increased from a 50% allowable deduction to 100% deduction. So all of the tangible equipment that is either placed below the ground or above the ground can be currently expensed. So if you take those two deductions together, ideally you'll be able to get a first year deduction of somewhere between 70 to 85%. The other component is leasehold costs that you have to allocate the cost of your leases to. Leasehold costs are recoverable through depletion, and there's two forms of depletion, cost depletion and percentage depletion. And basically what that means is once you have producing wells, the percentage depletion represents basically a 15% deduction of the gross income. Cost depletion, you calculate, normally the percentage depletion will yield a higher deduction than the cost depletion, not in all cases, but that's generally true. So basically, out of the cash flow that you receive on the partnership distributions and the allocated income and deductions, you get this extra 15% deduction, which shelters 15% of your income. Overall, that in a nutshell, that's the overall tax benefits of participating in such a fund as King Operating Partners One LP.
No, I think that's awesome. And I appreciate that overview. And I appreciate the questions that we have coming in. We're going to cover them very quickly. But, you know, I just want to say, after hearing that overview, isn't that type of structure exactly what clients looking to invest are looking for?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the Hunts, the Joneses, the Smith. I mean, the big money people. You know, I love reading stories about wildcatters and what's going on. But now you see a lot of family offices, a lot of high net worth individuals, you know, people have a little bit of money. They're looking to get that K-1, you know, first quarter of next year where they go, oh, I get a deduction, so I don't have to pay as much in tax. You know, that's what they're – I don't want to say that's the only thing they're looking for, but, man, it sure does help. And I love it, man. When we have it, we're not paying taxes.
Yep.
You know, we're not paying tax. I love it. You know, K-1s are enough where I don't have to pay taxes on a lot of our income because we're investing so heavily in oil and gas. And right now is the time. But I'm just telling you that that's what clients look for. They want that write-off. They want that 100% write-off, 70, 80% the first year. As Rex mentioned, 70, 80% write-off the first year, number one. Number two, income, 15% of your income is tax-free. Tax-free. Now, what are clients looking for? Write-offs. Monthly income while we're scaling the investment to sell. We're going to send you monthly income while we're still scaling the investment to sell. We want to sell the project. How do we sell it? We sell it by scaling it. How do we scale it? By using debt and equity to increase the value by doing reworks and doing drilling programs. So that's the three things that I really think that clients are looking for is number one, tax write-offs. Number two, monthly income. Number three, scaling the investment so we can sell in the future and get clients a good return on their capital.
Yeah, I mean, it's a proven model. You guys have done it in the past. You've multiple times, both at King Operating and then both Carl and Mr. Gifford at other companies. So, you know, if there's ever a time, I think it is now. I have a question that's coming from the audience here, and I want to pose it to you, Jay. I think this will be right up your alley. You know, rig count, while it's still down, has actually been up over the past 6 months. We've also seen U.S. oil production stay pretty flat. One of the questions that comes in is, what's the reasoning for that? You know, and you know, if I can step in here or otherwise, I'll let you take this one over. But, yeah, you know, production pretty flat, but we've seen rig count sort of tick up. What's the reason for that?
Yeah, no question. I mean, that when you have companies that have money themselves and cash flow, as prices go up, they're going to have additional cash flow, and they can tap into those credit lines or the easier money to get credit. Okay. But what they're not able to see is a lot of the private equity companies or like the green, all the green, a lot of directors and board members Exxon and Shell, a lot of those companies, they're going green. They're putting green people on their boards, so they're not drilling as much. But you are seeing rig count go up. But if you look at rig count now compared to when it was at $100 a barrel back a few years ago, you're not going to see it as high. Why? Because we don't have the money. We're not going to have the money. It's not going to get there. What we see now is about 420 or 30 rigs are running, and we need 600 rigs. Now, a rig costs $100 million a year to run. One rig is about $100 million. So you're looking at a $100 million budget for one rig. We need 150 to 200 of those to really get us back where we need to be supply-wise. It's not going to get there. I don't think we'll ever see it again to 600 rigs or more. We've had over 1,000 rigs running. But I don't think we're going to get to 600, which is what we need very quick to get us to that level. So we're going to have a shortage of supply. And when we have a shortage of supply and our demand goes up, we're going to see higher prices. So what's going to happen? I mean, Saudi Arabia, Russia, they tried to put us out of business pre-pandemic with flooding our markets full of oil because they wanted to put us oil guys out of business by oversupplying the markets and lowering those oil prices because they know we need high oil prices. They know what we need. But when you don't have the oil and you have a shortage of oil and we need it, it's going to go up. The price is going to go up. So it's going to be a great, great time for companies like ours that look for these cycles. What's going to happen 3, 5, 10 years from now? I don't know. I think we'll see peak demand. We're still 7 to 10 years away from peak demand, meaning that when is the demand for oil going to go down? It's still going to go up for a long time. Teslas, things of that nature are not going to take over as quick as everybody thinks. They see a Tesla on the road, they're like, oh my God, there's a Tesla. Oil prices are going to go down. We're going green, electric. Hey, we are going greener, not green, but we're going greener as we go through the years. Yes, I understand that, and we will. But there's a lot more people being born every day. A lot more people are driving every day. We're going to need a lot more cars every day. We're going to see this go through. We're not going to see demand for oil. We need 20 million barrels a day right now in the United States. We need over 20 million. What did Rex say? We're making what? 13, 11. We're making 13. We're making 11 million now. We still need 9 million barrels from foreign countries. We're importing 9 million barrels a day right now. And as we import 9 million barrels, and some countries are not so, not so fast to gouge the prices up. Saudi Arabia and Russia, when we need money, when we need oil from them, they don't care. I mean, what did President Putin say? He said, yeah, hey, this Joe Biden guy, he goes, he's putting all these acts in place and we're cutting down the pipelines and we'll do the permits. He said, I love it. Matter of fact, I'll replace every barrel of oil that Joe Biden is going to, President Joe Biden, I'll replace every barrel of oil that President Joe Biden is taking off the market in the United States. Because he knows with all these shutdowns and everything going on, we're going to have a shutdown in oil. And when we have a shutdown in oil, we're going to see less oil in the market. And Putin said, hey, I'll replace it all. No problem. Why? Because he's got to sell oil all day long. And he can sell it at a higher price. It's a lot better to sell it at a higher price than a lower price. Sell less for more oil, for more money.
Yeah, I mean, we could get into the politics. It's pretty unbelievable behind that. Great overview. Quick question that came in from the audience, more in regards to going back to the King Operating Fund. What areas are you targeting specifically in the Permian Basin? Do you guys have an area that you like? What's your strategy on picking properties?
Yeah, we're in the northern part of the Central Basin Platform right now. We may look at other acquisitions. There's a lot of great deals out there. A lot of these oil companies are dumping, assets right now because they want to get out. We can't tell you exactly where we are because we're putting together that big acreage position that we need 60 drill sites, which is available. We're putting all the information together, but we have that underway. We have a project underway right now in Terry County, north of Andrews, and southwest of Lubbock. So we have that project right now that we bought. We're doing the saltwater disposal and doing all that work right now. We're putting together some acreage, because what you do is you put these 60 drilling locations together. And then when you look at our website, you know, I talk about drilling units. A drilling unit is one horizontal well that you drill and then two offsetting locations. Now that together is proved reserves. One of those in a good area could be worth $15 to $20 million by itself. $15-20 million by itself. We're putting the acreage together to drill 20 of those. Let's drill 20 of those. Simple math, 20 times 20 million is $400 million. And simple $300 to $400 million, we can sell that for. We may need $50 million in debt like we did before. But we can do that. We know how to do that. That's what we're doing right now in the Permian Basin. We're also looking for other opportunities, but right now, that's what we have our hands on. Is we have about 30 barrels a day. We're going to spend $1 million this year on increasing the value. We've got a piece of saltwater disposal well. We've got a couple of formations that we need to do. We know exactly what it is that we need to do with reworks. I don't want to get, you know, three or four rigs running with debt. I don't know if oil prices are going to, I know I'm very bullish on oil prices, as everybody in the world is, but you know what? What if they could, they go to 70? What if they go down to $40 and we have all this debt? I don't want to do that with the investors' money. What I'd much rather do is rework the programs right now, rework these wells, get it up to 600 to 800 barrels a day, refinance it, sell a part of it, do whatever we need to do, give the clients their money back. Then we can do some wilder things or go borrow some debt if we need to and increase the value. But we love the Permian Basin. That's where my great-grandfather grew up. I had 12 kids. 12 kids. And my great-grandfather was out there. Anyway, I got a great love for oil and gas in the Permian Basin. I love it. But right now we're working the Permian. We're working the Mid-Continent Basin with in Panhandle, Texas, Oklahoma and Kansas, Colorado. We have South Texas. We have East Texas, and we also have Gulf Coast. Great areas. And every time we buy one of these projects, I look at it and I say, hey, Rex, let's talk to these people. Chandler, let's talk. Paul, I mean, all these guys, we have about 8-10 people that we talk to before we buy a project, Michael. We talk to them and say, hey, why do you want to sell this project? And also, what's the upside? So there's one group, this one project we looked at. We said, hey, why do you want to sell it? And they said, well, we're trying to get out of the United States. They're an Australian company. They spent a lot of money on this project. They haven't done anything in 2 years. They think it's a great time to sell. We offered them, I think it was $1.2 million on a $5 million deal. They took it. But we also have a business plan from them of exactly what we need to do to get that up to 200 barrels of oil. So it's a no-brainer, but they didn't want to spend any more money. They were done. They want to get it off their books. They did. We picked it up. We spent $1 million, get it up to 200 barrels a day. Same thing on the Permian Basin project. We know what we need to do with the initial funds to get that to 200 barrels. And then also, too, the MidCon, we're looking to drill a well there in the northern part of Panhandle this summer or September. Get that project going. Get that to 200 barrels a day. We know how to do that in Colorado as well. So our first goal is to do reworks and not big stuff. Get this thing to 800 barrels a day and then cash flow it. Right now we're making about 10 to 15% a year income to investors. When we get that's with 100 barrels a day, we're going to go. We've already bought another 100 barrels a day, and as we get this up and oil prices go up, your distributions will go up. We're looking for 30 to 50% returns next year. And I'm being very, I don't say optimistic, but I'm being pessimistic, because at $80 or $100 a barrel, those numbers are 70 to $100, 100%. I'm sorry, 70 to 100% returns. You know, so we've got some great deals. The timing couldn't be better. This is the time. Let's not wait 2 more years.
Yep.
Let's not wait 2 more years and all of a sudden go, all right, so now it's time. No, now's the time. Jump into that.
Yeah, no, that's the thing with the wave. Catching it earlier rather than later is really good to know. I don't know about you guys, but I'm really excited for this guy's new fund. I think, when you talk about all the advantages of what, this new King Operating Partners LP fund is going to do, really exciting stuff. I'm looking forward to watching this develop. And I'm right along with you guys. I know there was a couple of questions on where's oil price going. I'm as bullish as the next guy. So you're going to see me fall in line here. Rex, I'll give you the last word if you have anything you'd like to bring up. Otherwise, I'll let everybody go here. We're about a minute or two over. But Rex, any last thoughts from you?
Well, now we are really experiencing inflation today in the cost of everything, and energy has historically been a very, very good hedge against inflation. We have been able to source these six different oil fields at very, very competitive, attractive prices. And so I believe that with the diversification both in the product mix of natural gas and oil that this offering has contained within it, and also the pressure that we're seeing with the rise of inflation, that this could be a very good way of diversifying your investable portfolio and be a hedge against inflation.
Great. No, again, this is just some really cool stuff, and I appreciate you guys letting me be a part of this. We are 3 minutes over. So again, thank you everybody for joining us. For Rex Gifford and J.R. Young and the entire King Operating Team, I'm Michael Tanner saying thank you for joining us, and we will see you guys next time on our webinar.